The Little Shop in Cornwall by Helen Pollard and read by Ailey Beaton for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Claudia sat stiffly in an armchair, waiting for Lee to get home from his Friday after work drinks. She had declined to go. She'd had plenty to do. At the sound of his key in the lock, she took a deep breath. Since she'd made her decision, she felt remarkably calm. Lee stepped into the lounge, a frown on his handsome face.
"Why are the cases in the hall? You didn't tell me you had a conference this weekend."
"I don't. I'm leaving you." Lee's frown morphed into confusion, then anger.
"What?"
"You heard me."
"I wasn't sure I heard right with you just sitting there like that. You've already packed. We haven't even talked about this. What the hell are you saying?"
"I don't see how I can put it any plainer, Lee. I'm leaving. We're done." Lee threw his arms in the air.
"Is this about the other day? Because if it is, you're overreacting."
Claudia could have lost her cool at that point, but somehow she kept her voice steady. "I don't think it's overreacting to end a marriage in which it turns out you've been lied to the entire time."
"For crying out loud, Claudia, we went through this. Call it a misunderstanding, a change of heart, if you like."
"No, Lee, I don't like. It may have started out that way a long time ago. Now, outright lies." She sighed. "You knew all along that I wanted a family. You said you wanted the same. You kept putting it off. I went along with that. But overhearing you tell those oafish poker-playing friends of yours that you'd never had any intention, that I'd come around to it once time ran out." Her voice hitched, and she fought to control it. "I'd say that was the trump card, wouldn't you?"
"I told you. I was drunk. I told you."
"You told me a lot of things. But for the first time, I listened to my gut instinct. This marriage might have been working for you, but I've come to realise it isn't working for me."
"And what exactly do you think you're going to do with yourself?"
Claudia ignored the derision in his voice, the assumption that she couldn't go it alone. "I'm going to listen to my gut instinct more often for a start." Lee snorted.
"You and your gut instinct. That's not the only skill you need in our business, Claudia. All your promotions at that firm are down to me. When I get promoted, you get promoted because people know you go hand in hand with me. See how that works?"
Claudia shook her head. "It doesn't matter. I handed in my notice today." Lee's eyes widened as she pushed on. "I'll be filing for divorce. I don't expect you to contest it." When he opened his mouth, no doubt to tell her where she could stick her divorce papers, with quiet threat in her voice, she said, "I know your secrets at work, Lee. The way you operate. Nothing illegal, but certainly morally underhanded. So I suggest you're civil to me while I work out my notice and that you play nice with the divorce." She cocked her head to one side. "I don't suppose it occurred to you it's the other way around, by the way. That you get promoted because I get promoted." The blank look on his face almost made her smile. Let him think that through at his leisure. "As for the flat, you can buy me out, or we can sell and split, I don't care, but I do want my share as soon as possible. I have a life to live." Lee's features betrayed his struggle to process the turn of events since he'd walked through the door after a pleasant couple of hours in a wine bar. His eyes narrowed.
"Is there someone else?"
"No. Just most definitely not you."
"Charming. You don't want to talk this through?"
His question was half-hearted at best. The final proof Claudia needed that he simply didn't care enough to fight for her. "Do we have anything to talk about?" Lee remained silent for the longest moment.